Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, today's question comes from the UK again. Just a couple of days ago, we were talking about running in the heat and the humidity, and this one is from Carl Miller. Doesn't sound like he's British, but he's living and training in the UK, and he says he struggled with the heat during his last two comrades. It is something that a lot of people in the north do battle with. What advice can you give Carl with regards to simulating warm weather training during the British winter in particular, to adjust more to the heat in SA?
Look, there are a few things that you can do. So obviously, being in the UK, you've got access to some fairly warm places. So perhaps a few training weekends in a place like Spain, which gets incredibly hot in the Spanish summer, that would be one idea. So maybe every depending on your budget, every 2 to 3 weekends you shoot over to Spain and get in some real warm weather long runs there. You can also overdo it on the clothing front. So if you really layer up on your clothing, run in 2 tracksuits, that's something that the Kenyans do to simulate extreme weather conditions. Or you can go like the proper whole hog and set up a little, if you've got a treadmill at home, you close up the room, you crank up the heating so that you get the room up to the 30 to low 30 degree temperature, and bang the kettle on, and you just take the lid off the kettle so that it never clicks off when it's boiling, and you literally just let the kettle boil into the room so that you create a real hot, humid little environment that you run in. And if you ran there 2 to 3 times a week, that would really help to get you acclimatized to running in the heat and the humidity in South Africa.
I don't think the room would smell great after 6 months of comrades training, but definitely worth doing. Carl, Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.